Thursday night, Oral Yud Zayin Cheshvan. Generally in Momenus is a very logical halachas. They are one of the anomalies in Momenus where it seems to be Exeris HaKosov and makes no sense, although the Meforshim and Chumash try to give a rationale, but it really seems to be an irrational din Exeris HaKosov, and that's the din of Bailavimo, that when you, we'll talk about a shoyel, that's where the Torah says it, even though it applies to all the Shomrim, when you borrow something, if the owner is in your employ in some way, shape, or form at the time where you're making the kinyan, at the time that you're becoming meshubed as a shoel, so you are potter from all your chiyuvim, and in the maskon of the Gemara, Zangei Hashem Echinam also, you're even potter from shia. You're not potter if you're directly mazikit b'yodayim, but if you fail as a shomer, even if it's shia, we pass against machlekes amirom, the Gemara, but Matziah, Shia the violin is potter, we paskin, and it seems to be an irrational halacha, and about it. They try to rationalize it, but certainly it's not something we would say on our own ever, and it's, let's just take it as a very sarcastic. So the ramification, it's, if he's in your employ, then the Gemara, he doesn't have to be in your employ technically. The Gemara says you have a good trick. You want to borrow something from someone, as you're borrowing it, say, could you get me a glass of water? I'm very thirsty. And he gives you the glass of water, and you quickly make the kinyan on the thing. And so even though you didn't hire him for anything, but if at the time you made the kinyan shayla, he's working for you. He's getting you a glass of water. So you taka potter, and it's a trick. The Gemara says the trick. And now there are people that are always employed. I'll just read you from an Aruch HaShulchan about the Rav. He says, Yirah Ali, the Harav, if someone borrows something from me, I mean, you can forget it, fellas. That's it. Because if you borrow something from me, you are potter, even from Shia. Because I am always at your service. I always have to answer your questions, be available to you, and I'm not saying I do. I mean, if I would have to, then in other words, I don't have to be doing anything for you. But if I am used to, in other words, if whenever you have a shiloh or a question or you want to talk, so I have to do it. Now, if I make hours, then I could lend you things outside of those hours. If I say I am available for questions from 2 to 4, and for other types of things from 4 to 6, and from 6 to 8, you have to leave me alone. That's the deal. So if you have to borrow anything from me, I would make sure to lend it to you between 6 and 8. But otherwise, if it's an all-around thing, as we say, 24-6, 24-7, then anytime you borrow anything from me, you're potter even from Shia. And then there's all sorts of shailas. If a husband borrows something from his wife, it would be Nichsei Malug, let's say. The Nichsei Malug, and she allows him to borrow it and use the guf, not the peiros. So he's potter also, because a wife is always said to be meshubet to the husband, to do things for him, and that's constant. So even if she's not doing anything b'shas ma'isa, but it's constant. So that's the din of Bailavimo, and all of the many ramifications. We mentioned a few now here. Okay, now we're up to Chayvus Halvavus in Shar HaKniyah, and we're in Perek Yud. No, Perek Tes. And he discusses if Gaiva and Kniyah can ever coexist. So he says there's two categories of Gaiva. There's Gaiva in Gashmiyah Stikla Payments. You're strong, you're healthy, you're very smart, you're very capable, it's all in the Gashmistical world. He says there, any feeling of gaiva you have is in direct contradiction to Kniya. because everything is a gift from Hashem. You didn't, nothing's you. It's all from Hashem. So if you feel any, if you feel proud of anything there, so then that's a beard proudness, and it stands in contradiction to Kniya. But he said, then there's Ruchnias, as he says. But then there's Ruchnias, and then so it's not so clear what he's saying. So I'll tell you what I think is pshat. I'll say it outside, and maybe we'll learn it inside Sunday night. Lineda. He says in Ruchnius, you should never feel arrogant. I mean, we're not talking about arrogance, mamish. We're just talking about even, you know, you're proud of what you did. You feel satisfied even with what you did. You feel good about what you did. So in Gashmius, that would always be in stira to Kniya. Because nothing at all, it's not yours. In Ruchnius, he doesn't really explain. But obviously, though, I think the pshat is in Ruchnius. It is your attainment. You did it through Bechira. So he says, then it depends. Then we look and see we look and see how you're taking it. You could be arrogant there also. Or you could just be, call it satisfied, proud. This is words. He says, we look at the way you, he says like this. If a person, let's say, learns a lot and is a tzaddik, quote unquote, because of what he's about to say, and he learns and he's a masmid, and he, so then we look and we say, look, if he stops trying to grow and he wants honor from people, and he looks down on people that don't know as much as him, or not as big a tzaddik as him, as funny as that sounds, and he talks against others who haven't attained what he has attained, so then obviously that's bad, and that is stands in contrast, in contradistinction to any, to the midah of Kniya. But if he takes it as a reason to keep trying to grow, and he wants to share his wisdom with others, and he cares about others, and he wants to help them, and he is mamlitz for them, he's mzoring kvodom, and he's always trying to grow and to learn more, and if someone knows something and he learned from them, so then you see, even if he feels, then it's, oh, that person, that's what he means to say. Not so clear inside when you learn it, but this is what he's saying. He's saying then his feelings of satisfaction or even proudness, you know, it's not, the word isn't the ikkar here. You have to find the right word that doesn't have bad connotations. Then he brings on the pasuk in Yehoshaphat. Everybody's, many, you're familiar with this pasuk, Vayigbal Libo B'Darkei Hashem. And Adarabba, it becomes an aid for him to do more and to grow more. And to do more about this Hashem, because he's proud of what he's achieved, and he looks forward to achieve even more, and to share it with others. So, again, in Gashmius, it could never be good. I guess, I mean, I'm saying this now, it could be good, not in the sense of proud. I mean, if you say, I am smart, thank you Hashem, I am capable, thank you Hashem, I am, you know, if there's no element of proudness there even, because you owe it all to Hashem, but you are aware of it, and that spurs you to have gratitude to Hashem, so that's a good thing, but then there's no element of proudness or satisfaction. I think that's his point. I'm thinking, in Ruchnius, since it's your choice, so you could feel good about it, but now it depends what happens next. If you therefore look down on people, And you want to avoid any situation where you'll look bad because you want COVID, etc. And then you took it bad, and it's bad. But if it is a spur to growth and to help others, then you're taking it the right way, and you're aware of your milus, and you're using them to help others. So then it doesn't stand in contrast, in contradistinction to Kniya. But it works together with Kaniya. It works together. Okay. Sorry. Thank you very much. I think that's a much better idea than you. Because she's going to like hold her hand. And this lady needs that. She's very, not just clueless, she's hopeless. And she has had a very hard life.
and our children are like something wrong with all of our children. I don't know how some people survive life. I'm telling you, Hashem knew what he was doing when he gave me a great mind, because if I was this lady, I would have committed suicide 25 years ago. I don't know some people. No, she's like, she's such an amlola, and then on top of everything, her husband went ahead and died. Like, he left her alone. Like, on top of all that tzoras, you know, people have tzoras. Like, the crowning tzora, if that tzoras, is that her husband died. My sister is like her best friend. And they talks to her, you know. Anyway, now she needs a matzeva. Like, I asked my sister, because my sister's children, my sister who just became an almana, her children are, she is quelling how great her children are to her. I said, your children, what they're doing for you is better than saying Kaddish. Much better. This is the product of the chinuch. They really take care of them very much.
It's better for her than saying Kaddish for him?
Better for, it's a bigger chus for her husband, what they're doing, than saying Kaddish for him. It's more kosher than him. And then she said, well, also, this lady, like this, she said something like, let your children take care of us. Thank Hashem, yeah. Thank Hashem you have such wonderful boys to give cheer to. You gonna make a see him on Brachas?
In a day or two.
Wow, you're flying. You're flying. What bracha do you make on lettuce according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Very
nice. What?
He doesn't have the word right, but he knows.
Very minay deshoim. Very good.
The first Rashi and Chumash, I think, of Yudin.
Did you look at the Shari Aaron?
Of course, that volume is out there, but I have one at home.
That's terrible. Shari Aaron, for sure, has like six Teirutz.
Rabbi Nathan, this is
what? This is what?